Hello everybody, welcome back to Sith of Bricks. Today we're actually building a square Lego Star Wars set number 75312.
Yep, today we are building the Slave One, or what they are now calling Boba Fett Starship, or whatever else they've named it lately. It has m changed names in the last 2 months multiple times, and I'm getting having a hard time keeping up. So this is a 9+ set with 593 pieces, set number 75312, $49.99, and according to Lego.com, it is still available. Set comes with two minifigures, Boba Fett and the Mandalorian. Probably two of the coolest minifigures in the Star Wars universe here with Lego. At least for me, anyway.
Not including Comic-Con or hard to get figures though, right?
Yeah. I'm just saying, as far as stuff you get
In
the
general.
yeah, with the Lego kits, these are cool. The amount of custom printing, especially the new, I think this is new Boba Fett printing, right? This is updated.
This is Boba Fett with his painted armor.
Yeah, this is pretty fancy. It's not all beat up, so not war torn. This one's very nice. Same thing with Mando over here. Very nice custom printing. Yeah, so we are building this set today. And I'm trying to get my controls under control here.
Controlling the
Yeah,
controls.
I'm like
Power.
losing my power here. Yeah. So last week we put out a poll to find out what everyone wanted us to build after the Slave One. And I was very surprised at the results. We have 42.3% as a non-Lego Star Wars set. And we had Darth Vader helmet at 26.6% coming in second. The UCS gunship came in third. I think the reason that that one's coming in third is because so many people have done this one. That or nobody wants to watch a 6 hour stream because that's going to be a long build. And last but not least, the duel on Mandalore, which I expected that one to come in like second or third. I don't know. But yeah, that one came in last place. So that means on Thursday, we will be building
Drum roll, please. Okay.
set number 76903, Speed Champions, Chevy Corvette. C8R race car and 1968 Chevy Corvette.
That's a long name.
Tough. I know it's a long name for a 512 piece set. However, this is what we're going to build on Thursday. So you guys voted. You guys are going to get what you asked for. We had a couple different options. We went with Speed Champions because I am just not enough into Ninjago to know what would interest people. I'm also, we looked at, what did we look at? We looked at Harry Potter. We looked at
Technique.
Technic. We did buy a Technic set. That one may come
Cool.
later. What was the Technic set?
It was a McLaren.
Oh,
I don't know if you
yeah. It
want
was the Technic
to.
McLaren. So we may build that one live one of these days. We got another one. Oh, the Ferrari. Was it? It was Speed Champions too, right? So,
And we also got one of the space sets.
oh, yeah, I forgot which one it was though.
It was the
The
Lunar
lander,
Lander,
the lunar lander, yeah. So, we got that as well. So, we've got some options now outside of Star Wars that may be coming on coming up streams. I don't know, we might, I don't know, maybe once a month do a non-Star Wars set. Almost said non-Lego, that would be kind of weird. So yeah, so Thursday we'll be doing Speed
Next.
Champions. We'll be building a couple Corvettes here. We'll see how it goes. If everybody's into it, maybe we will do once a month or whatever we decide. Maybe we'll just do non-Star Wars just for the heck of it, because we do have interest outside of Star Wars. So Duplo, hey man, how's it going? Looks nice. Yeah, this is a neat set. I'm not a huge Chevy fan, but the Corvette is classic. So I'm good with that. I can go on my my shelf of cars that I have started.
Like the Stingray.
Yeah, the Stingray suite.
Yeah.
Yeah, the classic cars are my favorite. So, all right, we also have finally new merch. So we have our store up and running now. If you go to sithandpricks.com and navigate to the store link, it will take you to our store. We have two different flavors of our shirts up there right now. I'm debating on if I want to do the coffee mugs or not. I might. I like the coffee mugs.
I don't know.
We have again two different flavors of the shirt. One is like the one that you're wearing, which is our original logo, and then our newer logo is the one on the second row there. Both of these are up and available. They are on black or on some form of gray.
We also have jackets, right?
Hoodies.
Hoodies.
Yeah, there's a hoodie. Yep, there's a
Hoodies.
hoodie, long sleeve shirt, short sleeve shirt, and I do believe a V-neck if I remember correctly. So there's a couple different ways you can get it. If you're interested, you can go out there to again sithandbricks.com and just navigate to the store link and it'll take you right there. And our weekly reminder for our 1,000 sub giveaway, we're giving away Lego. Once we hit 1,000 subs, we just go to sithandbricks.com/1,000 subs, subscribe here on Sith and Bricks on YouTube. And if you are listening on Rumble, if you're listening on Rumble, if you're watching on Rumble, if you're listening on podcast, you do not have to be on YouTube. If you are, everything helps us. Everything helps out here as we roll on to 1,000 subs. Just go to sithandbricks.com/1,000 subs and register, and you will be in the running. The winner will be selected at random from the registered list of subscribers. You have 5 days to claim your prize once we announce it. If it's not claimed, the prize will be donated to charity. You can also opt out to register, and if you win, just tell us, hey, please donate this to charity. We'll do that as well in your name. We did have, oh, what was the name? Noah H. If you're watching this, I sent you an email. For whatever reason, you were one of the winners from our last contest. I sent this all the way across the world to you, and it was sent back for not being picked up. I tried to send you an email, so if you can, hit me up so we can come up with a way to get this to you. And this 1,000 sub prize is set number 75249. I do believe this is either a $60 or $70 value.
It's 70.
70, and it is the Resistance Y-Wing Starfighter, 578 pieces. So, sithandbricks.com/1,000 subs.
And just so you know, if you do not want this Y-Wing, you can ask for it to be donated because we already have it and it'd be difficult to get it changed.
Yeah, we're not going to be replacing this one. These sets, when we do these contests, we make sure that we have everything up front before we start the contest as much as possible. I think the last time the only thing we didn't have were minifigures maybe and a couple of the microfighters, but we had all the main prizes. So we buy it all in advance so that we have what we say we're going to give away instead of having to change it out. Mighty Hawk, how are you doing? What should we scavenge hunt? That, my friend, will be at the end of the stream.
Ooh, victory.
Yeah, we will be announcing that at the end of the stream, and we will be turning on the submission on the website. So if you want to hang out or if you want to watch it back later, you're more than welcome. But we'll be announcing that at the end of the stream. We do have our second scavenger hunt, and this one will be a little bit more challenging than the last one. And we will not, and I repeat, will not be giving out hints. This one is they're made to be hard. So if this one does not get solved, which the last one was, if this does not get solved, then we will pass it over to the next one that we do. And that means instead of a $10 Lego gift certificate, it will be a $20 Lego gift certificate. So we will see how it goes.
Which means that if it gets to 20 and someone gets it, they get a free door, main door, basically.
Yeah, I mean you could. You absolutely could. So the other thing that I didn't have anything too crazy going on today. So there was, let me switch back over here real quick. Let's see. Pull this up. There was something on Facebook that thoroughly confused me. And but it's not as much confusing. Hold on, let me get back over here. Watch, this is gonna be completely backwards now. We're gonna be in the bottom and the build is gonna be in the upper right-hand corner. Tell me that's not weird. Okay. There we
That
go.
is weird.
All right, so I found this on Facebook and I thought, oh, this might be cool. It says Saturday, August 28th, 2021 at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, exclusive Lego build along. Now, apparently, this is going to be done on Facebook Live. It says, hey, Lego fans, tune in for an exclusive live build along hosted by Lego Master Judges Amy and Jamie. See a tour of the Lego headquarters and lots more fun. Then it has a link that says, apparently, this is an event by Walmart. And it says walmart.com/Lego. So
I think I get it.
I clicked on this, and there is no information on the event. The only thing that's kind of related to it, maybe, is that they have this exclusive Lego Masters value pack that they are selling, which is a pack of exclusive 4-in-1 value pack containing over 600 Lego bricks and comes with a free Lego storage bag.
Yeah, I think.
So I dug into that. And it is $25 at walmart.com. But going back to the event itself, other than this small description here, I really don't know what to expect. It doesn't really say much.
Yeah, it's going to be hosted somewhere on Facebook, and they want you to buy this kit to be a part of it.
I don't know. That's not what it says. It doesn't say that at all. And I don't want to put words into their mouth. All I know is it says go to this link on walmart.com for more information. And when you get here, there all it is a page full of Lego. There is nothing, I don't even see anything on here that even mentions this event at all. So I'm not sure if this was a miscommunication on Lego's part. Apparently, since it says the event is by not sorry, not like a Walmart. If there's a miscommunication on Walmart's part or what, but it may be interesting and wanted to go ahead and share that out in case anybody else is interested in watching it. It'd be Saturday, this Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern, whatever time that is for you. Yeah. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. I wasn't 100% sure. Still not 100% sure what exactly that is. A building event, but. Hey.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
And I did a search on it too. I did Google it and it kept sending me back to this Facebook page. So it'd be weird if they if they just posted this. Yeah, I don't see anything else on here. So I guess we will find out. I don't know. If we're around Saturday, maybe we'll live stream it. So this set, the one that you have in front of you, is
It is Boba Fett's starship.
Right. I get that. But this one is much smaller than the other one that we have, which is the 20th anniversary edition, right?
Yep.
So the thing that I like about this one, compared to the other one, and I think we mentioned this before, I like the fact that it has this little rover. So let's see, jump back over here. Yeah, so this rover piece here, right here, it's not really a rover. What's the word they use? Transporter. So this transporter that they have, what's really what I like about this is it. Let's see if they show it.
You can use it as like a
There we
stand.
go. It's awesome for display purposes. This thing lying down flat looks like an iron. And I think this was a genius way to display this thing. If it holds, what's really odd, if you look at the way this is, like all the weight is on the back end of this transporter. So if it'll hold and this thing down here doesn't roll, it'll be a really neat way to display this piece.
Yeah, that's actually how my mom gave this ship the name, the Ion.
Yeah, it does look like an iron.
It does. But there's nothing wrong with the Ion. The Ion is perfect in every way.
Back over to the build screen here.
Am I blind? Yes, I'm blind. So I have, it's basically the entire base now for the ship. We're gonna have some technic goodness in the next bag. I could tell. I sense its presence.
You feel it coming?
It's only not because I read the first page of the instructions.
Not at all.
I got magical force abilities. I got the Schwartz.
Mighty Hawk, that's an awesome set right there. Yeah, I do dig this one. It's a lot smaller than the other one, but I really like it. Deep Blood Thomas, hello there. Hello.
General Kenobi.
How goes it?
Hello there.
Hello there. I would do the voice, but it'd be a little bit embarrassing.
Yeah.
Although you got to admit, when I did do it, it did come out pretty good.
It did. Like, I just made myself cringe internally by doing that.
What, General Kenobi?
Yeah. It was worth it.
Yeah, I've got this voice changer thing I was playing with that actually makes it really cool. Your brother's eating pizza without us.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me hurt.
Your mom's bringing me a salad, yay.
Yeah.
And you are getting a chicken parm sub.
Well, if anybody on the stream was wondering what I was eating for dinner tonight,
There you go.
now you know.
Chicken parm sub, and I'm getting a salad.
Salad.
And your brother's eating pizza with the team over there.
Team that we're not gonna name.
Oh, excuse me. Holy cow, I yawned on you. My apologies. Duplo says he's eating soup. What kind of soup, Duplo? Chicken, pasta fagioli, vegetable, tomato. Please don't eat straight up tomato soup. That's just nasty.
Welcome
If
to
you're gonna eat tomato soup, you gotta have some toast to go with it.
Everybody, welcome back to Sith and Bricks Cooks. Today we're gonna be
He's eating chicken soup.
chicken soup.
Chicken soup is good. Is it homemade or is it canned?
Yeah, is it just the chicken and the noodle? Is this stuff added to it?
And is it cream of chicken or is it chicken noodle?
It's the real question right there. Because cream of chicken, that's good.
I can eat, now this grosses everybody out, but I can eat cream of chicken soup straight out of the can
Same.
without it being cooked. You like it too?
Yeah, it's good.
I didn't know that. I thought your brother did.
The more you know.
The more I know. Some bad habits I learned in the military. He loves beef stew, canned and chicken noodle. But you said you were eating soup, so which one are you eating? You said chicken. Is it chicken noodle? Ah, chicken noodle. Okay,
Chicken
got
noodle.
it. Thank you, Owen, for solving the mystery. Chicken noodle's good. I absolutely have a really hard time with the canned stuff, though. This is a great set. Yes, Blitzer. It is a cool set.
I definitely agree with that.
Of this wave, it is one of my favorites in this wave for sure.
Is my favorite in this wave. I'm not even gonna.
I'm not going to put it ahead of the gunship, but it is one of my favorites.
Yeah, and then again, I'm kind of biased since this is my favorite ship anyway, so.
Yeah.
I got a bias.
You love stew. Like beef stew.
Beef stew is good.
You know the one that still grosses me out? I told you this before. Oh, chicken and dumplings. Oh my, ugh. Makes me gag even thinking about it. When we were little, my dad used to make us eat that stuff out of the can, and to this day, I cannot eat chicken and dumplings.
Like how my mom doesn't like to drink the that lemon lime Gatorade because we drink
Yeah.
it so often.
The Mandalorian fighter is a cool set. I do dig that one
Yeah.
as well. That one's up on the shelf back there. You probably can't see it because I got it chopped off, but that one's up on the shelf. That one, I don't know if that's gonna be next after the Speed Champion James the Mighty one.
How long will this live stream be going on? Well, I'm not really sure. It depends on
For
how much
this,
build
yeah,
takes.
for this size set, it's usually about 45 minutes to an hour.
And I'm not sure if anybody's noticed, but there's something missing in the background.
Oh my goodness, the AT-AT took a dive
Yeah.
2 days ago. For whatever reason, I was downstairs and I heard this big crash. I knew it was Lego, and I went into your room, no Lego on the floor. I came in here and the AT-AT was looked like someone had shot it off the shelf. It was just in pieces all over the floor. Not sure what happened there, but
Yeah.
it would just got off balance and took a nosedive. So
So it is backed, it is now at the bottom shelf
it
and
is,
it's been repaired to
yeah.
it. So it's beautiful, gorgeous.
Been repaired and relocated.
Yep.
So yeah, the Mandalorian Starship, I'm not sure if that one's gonna be after Speed Champions, which is Thursday. So that means whatever we're doing next Tuesday. It's gonna be that one or what's the one in front of it?
The Armored
Yeah,
Marauder.
the Armored Marauder. I was thinking about that one.
I like the Armored Marauder.
Yeah, we also have the big one in the back as well.
Sad.
That one's gonna take a while, so I'm
Duplo
not
Panda
sure.
says sad.
Yeah, he's upset because your AT-AT took a nosedive.
Yeah, I'm sad too. That hurt.
Yeah, and the good news is though, I didn't do it this time.
Surprisingly, no.
Usually, when Lego breaks in this house, it's because I've touched it. So there's a no dad touched the Lego rule,
Yeah,
unless I'm supervised. So I didn't do it this time.
I told him how to pick up the Imperial shuttle, yet somehow managed to break the top.
It still just fell out, smash all over the floor.
Yeah, when I picked it up, it was perfectly fine.
He still wants you to get the train. We're not buying a train, Duplo. Not gonna happen, dude. Not gonna happen. We have no room for trains. We barely have room for the Star Wars stuff on the shelf back there, and we just expanded the shelf. These shelves are huge.
If we're gonna get a train, it better be like a 40th anniversary exclusive train because
Yeah, I'm not gonna start a train collection.
I know that on LEGO Ideas, a Thomas the Train actually did pass 10,000, I think.
Oh my goodness, are you for
So,
real?
yeah, so
Wow.
people want that Thomas.
Holy cow.
10,000.
I'm not denying trains are cool, but I'm not buying one.
Uh-oh. Dropping things.
I really like old trains,
Agreed.
but we just do not have room for trains and Star Wars. UCS train? Is that what you're saying? Duplo says UCS.
You see
Ultimate
this
Collector Series train. I don't think that applies to trains.
Collector Series Thomas the Tank Engine,
Oh my goodness.
except he's actually a tank engine.
Tank Thomas the Tank? Is that what you're saying?
No,
Are you
he's
trying to be
literally
weird?
the engine for a tank.
Oh, you're being weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad dad jokes.
That needs to be a segment.
You keep saying that, but you know what that means? That means I gotta scrub through all these videos.
Would mean that I'd win.
Holy cow. That would be so. There's no doubt about it. You've made more dad jokes than I have.
What
No.
am I?
Just really bad at bad jokes. Does that make sense? Bad
No.
at bad
Does
jokes.
that mean it's a good
Good at
joke?
bad jokes? I'm not sure.
Does that mean I've won?
I didn't know it was a contest.
Yeah, but if I'm
Yeah,
making a
Mighty Hawk are almost 800. Yeah, we are. It keeps fluctuating. Like we actually hit I think it was 808 something, and then it dropped down again, and then it goes back up, and then it flickers back and forth for a day or two. We usually pick up stuff right after we've posted a video, and then or between Tuesday and Thursday when we post videos. So the subs usually come in. Don't do that. That gotta make me dizzy. So yeah, we're getting close. We hit 1,000, and that's when we're gonna nail our giveaway. We quit doing them every incrementally after that first batch because they were coming on too fast there for a little while. So it really was, yeah, it was coming too fast. So we slowed it down a little bit. But yeah, it's getting there. We'll get there eventually. More interested in getting the content out right now and doing some cool stuff. When is your next review? I don't know. Since we switched to the live format, we might do a review. We might do a review on the gunship instead of doing a build stream because I think we could probably do it more justice that way. Because there's been tons of people build this thing already. After the 1,000 sub contest, what are your future contest plans?
I
We
think,
have not thought
yeah.
about anything past 1,000, to be honest with you. I think what I'm gonna do, I think, well, not what I'm gonna do, but what we're gonna do, I think, is stay in the realm of, kind of like the scavenger hunt type thing, scavenger hunt type stuff, and
Yeah.
make it more interactive, make it more fun, as opposed to just hitting a number, kind of do thing. And everybody in the world is doing a mock contest right now, so we're trying to stay away from that. It's been done over and over and over, so we're trying to avoid being a copycat channel. We're trying to do original stuff, so. I think the scavenger hunt's one option. There's another one that I've been toiling around with. We'll see how it goes. But it's going to be stuff that's going to be more interactive and more get everybody involved. Yeah, I'm not saying we won't do a mock contest in the future. I just don't know. Right now, there's just too many of them. I don't watch a lot of the YouTube Lego stuff, but just scrolling through the feed. You can see mock contest, mock contest, mock contest, mock contest winner. So it's obviously there's a lot of them going on. And I understand that everybody gets a chance to be creative and send stuff in. But we're trying to do something a little bit different. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, maybe in the future, if we can take a unique spin on a mock contest, maybe we'll do it. But until then, I think it's going to be more in the like scavenger hunt type realm or even, I don't know.
A mock contest, except you only have a certain area to build.
No, I have an idea, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
You only have an 8x8 area.
How about a comparison video? So you don't want us to do anything live. You want us to do like pre-recorded video like we used to? Is that what you're talking about, Owen? Or you want to do like a comparison of the new slave one versus the old slave one? Oh, he wants us to do pre-recorded. Yeah, I mean it's we can do the pre-recorded stuff like we used to. We kind of got away from it a little bit. It is extremely time consuming. So this setup makes things a lot easier. We could do a live comparison with like the slave one versus the 20th anniversary slave one. And I realize that they've changed the name, but I know everybody knows it as that, so forgive me if I'm calling it the wrong thing. I grew up with it as the slave one, so it will always be that to me. But yeah, I mean it's not out of the question. We can still do it. We just I think the best thing to start with would be that though, the new one versus the old one.
New one versus the old one, and then
I
after
do
that.
know we have more mocks coming. We have a short we're working on. We took like 2.5 days to render each one of them. So we do have a mock vid or mock a mock short coming out. I want to say by the end of the week. It's going to take me a while. I still have to find the music for that because I don't know the vibe of this one yet. A live comparison, Owen says. Yeah, we can do that too. Yeah, we're definitely set up for that. And it's a lot easier to do it this way than is to pre-record everything. Unless we pre-record it like this. You know what I'm saying? So like we use the live setup and record as if we were live and then post it. But some of our older stuff had it was more produced. And it seemed like people gravitated more towards the live stuff than the more produced stuff. So we kind of, once we realized that, we kind of just stuck with live. But when we come back and forth, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I also think that this is a better way to actually like get to know your audience too.
Absolutely. That was one of the biggest frustrations when the channel had its, hiccup with YouTube. Was we couldn't communicate, and it's very hard to build a relationship with an audience if you can't talk to them. Imagine metal logos. Metal logos, I've seen some chromed ones, I haven't seen metal ones. I made a mod, Mighty Hawk. I made a mod on the set I won from your giveaway, so I just wanted to say thank you. You're very welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed it, and I'm really hoping that that's what everybody does. I'm really hoping that whether they keep the set or, use it for other purposes, that, they just enjoy it.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be used in any way. It's just
Yep.
that it gets used. Well, not even get used. It could be just like kept as like a collector's item too. But
Yeah, like your brother. I think he's got almost 10, 8 or 10 of those Harry Potter ones now, and he doesn't build them, he just keeps them.
just keeps them.
Owen says, raw channel. Raw channel. What does that mean? Raw. Like
I'm not gonna lie, I have no
raw,
idea.
like uncooked. Raw as in unscripted. Raw as in need more work. I don't know what he means by raw channel. We're still hitting our groove here. We
Good one.
learn something new after every video. We go back, we rewatch them all, unscripted. Yeah. This is definitely
Scripted. Yeah, definitely an
it
unscripted
has
channel.
scripted parts, but most of it is unscripted. Yeah, it's not. We're not producing these. The live streams, we don't do a whole lot of overproducing.
Yeah, the little games we do produce, and that's it, really.
Yeah, we do the games, we do the news, we do some like the videos that we've done inside the live stream. We do the Would You Rather. We do the different segments that we do. Those are produced a little bit, but
Oh,
we don't go any further with
like answers and stuff aren't though.
them. Not much produced, Duplo, deleted videos, anything. Deleted videos.
Do we have any deleted video? Oh,
Yes.
yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Because of YouTube reasons.
Yes, we have one video that was removed, and YouTube, they reinstated it, but because they cut it off after like 1 minute and 32 seconds, it wasn't worth posting anymore, so I turned it off.
Yeah, it you've
It was
probably seen
before,
it before.
yeah, it was before I was on this side of the table.
Yeah,
So.
it was a video of my collection, my Star Wars
No,
stuff, right?
no,
No,
no. It
oh, the other video.
was the Boba Fett brickhead.
Okay, yeah,
Yeah,
the other video
yeah. It was a Boba Fett brickhead video.
because I knew. I know you said that you took that one down too, so.
Yeah, that one we had to take down.
So there's.
There's a lot of rules with YouTube, and learning them all is was an experience. I think, let's see, as I scroll through, Where is it? So the first live video that we did, what was the first live video we did? Because that was the one after. Okay, so the first live video we did was the Boba Fett buildable figure. And then we did the Phantom. So those were the first live ones we did, but if you go back to the ones that are not live, there is the Boba Fett video. So in that video, I think is where we describing what had happened in the video before, because this one wasn't live.
Duplo Thomas says that we should do a cooking video.
A cooking video. Why would we do a cooking video?
Pacific cooking is
And
literally just a
why would we
joke.
do a cooking video on a Lego Star Wars channel?
Lego cooking stop motion.
That'd be a little weird.
And a lot of frames.
Yeah. Yeah, initially I think, I don't know what YouTube's deal was, but they once I was able to get hold of them, they turned everything back on and we were good to go. So all good in the neighborhood.
The Ghostbusters are not needed. Okay, silent moment.
Your mother is trying to text me while I'm doing a live stream. It's throwing me off,
Random
man.
facts about Christopher Columbus.
Duplo Thomas, just for fun. It would be funny. I think it would be odd.
Oh, we have done a cooking video. How the waffles are made.
Oh, we sort of did. Yeah.
We didn't say how it was made, but
Well,
technically.
that wasn't, no, okay, so you're confusing things. That was not what we called it. That was actually, where is it at?
It's not, that's how the waffles are made.
It was the YouTube, it was a short.
Yeah, it was, but I thought it was, that's how the waffles are made.
Where'd it go?
I don't know. It was a short about my dad making waffles.
But didn't we do, wasn't it? It wasn't just waffles, though.
It was like figures and stop motion dancing too.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was this one. No, it wasn't this one. This is the one with Chopper going back and forth.
Yeah. So we have actually done a cooking video,
Well,
oddly
it
enough.
wasn't, it was a short. It wasn't really a cooking video, but yeah,
Cooking
we
short.
have added food to our repertoire. Oh, there it is.
Get the
And
brick.
it is, you're right. This is the way.
Waffles are made.
Yeah, this is the way the waffles are made.
This is when Mandalorian season one was still a thing. I mean, it still is, but old news.
Okay, yeah. So we have absolutely done this. Hold on, let me see if I can do this. Get this to start over here.
We're gonna get some views on this is how waffles are made.
It's been a while since we've done this one.
Yeah.
Let's
Haven't.
see if the sound comes through. Oh, where's the sound? I hear nothing.
Well, you get to see some epic waffle
Yeah, but
stuff.
there's our waffles being made, our oatmeal waffles.
Pretty good, not gonna lie.
Oh, it helps when you turn the audio on.
Yeah, that it does. There's this music you
Oh,
can vibe
yeah, this is
to.
the jamming music too, huh? All right. All right, one more time.
Vibe
Don't know what I was thinking, but I was like, hey, I've got a waffle video. I wonder if that'll work with Legos. And then you did the dance in Legos.
had all the loops.
Yeah, it's not a long video. It was just silly.
It got views.
It did, but
Surprisingly.
yeah, that was like a silly short that we did.
I'm actually surprised that it even got a single view. I mean, not gonna lie, but
Yeah, 517 views on a waffle. Which in the, you know,
not even the instructions how to make the waffle just.
yeah, some of these other videos I've seen with hundreds of thousands of views, but still 500 people thought that waffle was cool, or at least watched it. Maybe they didn't think it was cool. How many thumbs down did this thing get?
Twelve.
Let's see. Two.
Oh, two.
So that's not terrible.
That isn't terrible, yeah.
Not terrible. 512 people, only two of them thumbed it down.
It's not the worst.
No, that was just silly.
Actually think that is the most dislikes we've had on a video, though.
No.
Right? No?
Nope, there's been more. I don't remember which one it was, but there was one that had six, I think.
How dare they?
I know, right? It happens, and it was weird about the dislikes, and I know that YouTube was experimenting on turning it off, but what's really weird about the dislikes is you don't know why they don't like it. So for me, it's a completely useless metric because I don't know if they just didn't like for instance, if they thumb this one down, do they just not like the slave one? Do they not like us? Do they not like the quality of the video, the audio? You know, I don't know what it is that they don't like. Is it something we said during the stream? Is it something that we promoted? So it's weird with the dislikes because you just never know like what it is they don't like. So it's not very useful because you can't really use it to make any corrections.
Rice is cool. That's what.
Boy, you were so random right now. I just don't even know where to go with you. You went from trains to cooking to rice to chicken soup. I just don't know where this where he's at.
Neither.
He must be hungry on a train somewhere or something.
I know rice is cool now.
Yeah.
The more you know.
So what step are we on?
We are on step n no, not 94. We're actually on 96.
Six.
Don't know why I said it like that.
How many bags were in this one?
Or not including a small bag.
And you're on bag number two?
Three, including the small bag, but
Oh, sorry.
two not including the small bag.
Look at the comments you made. Yes. We did. I'm not sure where he's going with that.
I don't know if he's trying to say that there's something rice
I
related
think he's
or
trying to
not
imply you
related
can't
to.
cook rice. How many more steps do we have left? I don't know about how many steps, but there's at least a bag left. There's one bag left.
That is a true fact.
Yep.
I gotta.
Are you using the human tool?
Yes, I have to use the human tool for human error. I know I'm such a mortal. I have to use the human tool for
I
the
cannot
fortal
believe you're using the human tool.
rule. I know. I should be using the Thanos tool.
Okay, where
Something
is
interesting like that, but no. I'm lame.
the gauntlet?
Oh, yeah. Looking for the Thanos set for the Thanos tool. For the
Where's
Thanos
the.
mobile. I mean, I'm building a
Oh, that
X-Wing.
one's not here yet.
Mighty Hawk is building the new X-Wing at the same moment we are building a Slave One.
Nice. Wait a minute, there's a new X-Wing?
He means the one that came out January.
Oh, that X-Wing. Okay, sorry. Yes, we use stickers. He's put stickers on this one already.
Yeah, I like the stickers. I prefer to have the stickers on the build. My dad at the moment is messing around with some rendos.
Yeah, you want to see something?
ASMR.
This is so weird because this is so.
Satisfying.
It's more satisfying than it should be.
It makes you happy when you watch it.
I'm not sure why, but that is extremely satisfying.
It is.
Especially when I can do this, when I can scrub through it and go back and forth.
Yeah, there are more of these. Like, there's a TIE bomber, there's this one, the Razor Crest. There's a Y-wing in there somewhere.
Yeah, this one took like a day and a half to render. That was incredibly hard.
For some reason, the Y-wing didn't take as long.
Yeah.
Not sure why.
Me either.
Maybe gray is just more difficult.
75301. He is building 75301.
So you, yeah.
He doesn't put them on because it's such a struggle. You know what? I've read everybody say that, and I'm not denying that maybe it is for some people, but I have this weird, like, and you'll attest to this, I haven't really messed any up yet.
No.
Stickers. And I don't use any weird techniques or anything. I just slap them on.
Although, if you do want to know a technique, I know I probably mentioned there's a couple of videos already, but I like to use, as Bricklink calls it, human tool underscore 1.0. This human tool, if you put the sticker on the tip of the human tool here, that sounds very weird, but you could like perfectly align this so then you could get the sticker perfectly straight and it's perfect.
Yeah, so he has his technique that he uses. I just put it on. I just look at it and I line it up. But I'm like that though. Like, people get on to me when I hang stuff on a wall because I won't measure it or put a level up there, but I just eyeball it. And I usually not too far off or spot on, so. Okay, so the Y-wing that you are building is
You mean X-Wing?
X-wing. Why did I say Y-wing?
You always do that. I don't know.
I think I have a thing for Y-wings.
I mean, Y-Wings are cool. And we are giving away a Y-Wing.
Yes, this is true. Sithandbricks.com/1,000 subs.
Shameless advertising, cough, cough.
There we go. So there is the Y-wing. X-wing. I said it again. Dad, blast it. So this is what you're building. Very cool.
I've revealed my
Oh,
secrets to
speaking
the
of shameless
public.
plugs.
Oh, more shameless plugs. Oh,
Yeah,
wow.
I'm gonna fix this while we're on here right now. So during the
Shameful what?
last, it's not really a shameful plug, but during our last live stream, I believe, we were talking about our noise cancellation because we don't have this room is not soundproof. So the noise cancellation that we have going on right now is through software. And that software is a company called Crisp. And this is not, I don't know if this is technically advertising or not, but
It's not sponsored,
we did
and
sign up for an affiliate link and we did get it. So I'm trying to log into this thing and
for those people in the podcast, this is not sponsored. If you'd like to sponsor us, we're here, but we are not sponsored by any company at the moment in time.
no, this is just an affiliate link, which I was trying to see if they actually had a discount for people, but it doesn't look like it. I think it's just an affiliate link. So if you guys want to help us out, help spot and not really sponsor the channel, but help us continue to make content, you can use the affiliate link and I will. There it is. Okay. So let's see. They've got some copy in here that you can read. Where'd it go?
Human tool.
So I've been trying to practice this copy because this for the podcast. I don't know if I'm going to do pre-roll or mid-roll, but there's some copy in here that I can read. But the problem with it is, so we're using it for live streaming, but the advertising and the copy that they have in here is mostly for meetings, because I guess everybody being at home and doing their meetings remote and whatnot. But this one's like, better communication without background noise. And that really is what we use it for. We use it to just kill all the background noise so that you don't hear all the the clicking and clacking of the dog's nails on the floor, and you don't hear the dryer or the garage door open. And it has been really really phenomenal tool. It beats the heck out of having to soundproof this entire room because
Yeah,
this is a
yeah.
rather large room.
Speaking of the dog, here's a fun fact that we might use for a little scavenger hunt later. But the dog is actually always at the bed right behind us. You just can't see or hear her because of the soundproofing.
She's usually hanging around. Today she's not down here under the table like she was last time.
And the
But
time before.
yeah, so yeah, take a look at Crisp noise canceling app. It's designed to mute noise that occurs during your calls, whether it's from your side or others. So yes, you can use it for like Zoom and Skype and things like that, but you can also use it on these live streams. And what it basically does is it like for us, it's taking over the input from the soundboard. And then it filters that input, and then that's what you guys are hearing. Because what you're hearing and what we're hearing through the headphones are two completely different things. We hear everything. We hear all the noises, all the clicks and clacks and, garage door opening and everything. But yeah, we should do an unfiltered one time just so you guys can hear it. But it makes a huge difference.
Should also have like a compilation of how many businesses we've advertised without anything and how many.
We haven't really done that many.
Yeah, but
It hasn't been.
cringe jokes and
Oh, cringe jokes is that's mostly you.
oh yeah, cringe joke compilation for Christmas. Just since we don't need things being too jolly, you need a little bit of cringe now, don't you?
So I'm going to change one word in their copy. There we go. Actually, I'm going to delete some words in their copy. Oops, that's the wrong thing.
Descriptions. But yeah, I like when I put on stickers, I like to use the human tool. It just makes things way easier, more efficient. And if you do not have a human tool, you could also pick up any tile that's in the set. That works too. Just that the human tool has a thinner tip and it makes it easier to put on stickers. That is my personal opinion on the human tool. Glad it exists.
Yeah, has come in very useful.
Okay, yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I was kind of just like hoping you'd say something. I was like, you went silent. I was like, oh no. That is not good. Hello. Okay. Gotta put on the sticker here.
And send that out real quick.
And now you got a perfect sticker. Looks printed.
Very cool. Looks like we're coming to the end here.
I really like how Lego was able to get all these angles and stuff for this. I think that's just so cool how they're able to get all these little details in here.
How many stickers were in this one? Was it a lot or just like a handful?
Nine.
Nine? That's not too bad. Not too shabby.
So, Walmart has ran out. They have sold all of the new Lego stuff already.
What, the new wave?
Yep.
Yeah,
A lot.
there was a lot of stuff there last week, but we were there just the other day and it was all gone.
And they have not
Do you guys have
restocked
some other
anything.
audience other than the ones
On
watching the
the
live
live
stream?
stream.
Yes. We are live streaming on Twitch, and I was just over there, and we actually picked up a subscriber over there. So we have an audience on Twitch. It's not a huge audience. It's like a few,
Something.
yeah, I think it's just a few people. Twitch, I think I mentioned this before. Twitch is a little hard because you have to broadcast a lot to get a following over there. So, but yeah, we have Twitch, we have Rumble, and then we export the audio from our live streams as a podcast. So, yeah, slowly building. We have 200 downloads of our podcast now, which is pretty cool. So,
Yeah.
yeah, 200 in about a month, I think.
Yeah, we weren't sure how the podcasts were actually gonna go, if they were gonna work or not, but it turns out they do. And that surprises me, and I'm glad that people actually do enjoy watching our content on the road and stuff, that
Listening.
listening,
Yeah.
sorry. I'm so used to saying watching, listening to our content on the road. If you're watching our content on Don't watch our content on the road. Please don't.
Yeah. Please don't do that. But yeah, we weren't sure how that was going to pan out. I thought we were going to have to do a separate podcast, but as long as there's not dead silence while we're building, it seems to be useful, and it seems to be something that we can use in the podcast. And that's the hard part,
Silence.
is while the building is happening, the conversation also has to keep going. And it's a lot easier when you guys are interacting with us because we've got someone to talk to, and we get different topics to get brought up and things like that. But without that, it is a challenge. No doubt, it is a challenge. And those guys that are doing 6-hour live streams, I think most of them have hundreds, if not thousands, of followers. And having that constant conversation, I think, makes it a lot easier to push through those bigger builds. But if you've only got, a handful of people that jump on every once in a while, it makes it a lot harder.
Okay, I thought your computer turned off for a second. I was like, oh,
No, that's
it's good.
fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like
In a dead silence.
everything on on Twitch. I don't know why, but I mean, I do know why, but like even the videos, they don't stick around. They disappear after like I think a month.
Yeah. Unlike YouTube, which keeps them for a while.
Blitzer, I don't really like stickers. Yeah, some people don't. Some people absolutely despise them. I don't mind.
We need them.
My issue with the stickers is if it's something that you're going to use for a display long term, over time, the weather, whether it's heat or cold, has an impact on it, and you have to find a way to replace the stickers. Otherwise, it messes it up.
And if it's an old set, that could get really expensive
Yeah, or
just for the sticker
you have
sheet.
to find a way to kind of build your own, or make your own, not build.
Although, if you do have it for display purposes, there are techniques to get the stickers perfect on the build. Mighty Hawk 456 says, "Really love the stream. Thank you for being such awesome guys." Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We
I like
appreciate it.
that.
And that's why we're doing it.
Content.
We're here just to have fun, give everybody something to watch, and give back to the Lego community. Trying to get into this.
LAN program. LAN, Lego Ambassador.
I wasn't going there.
Oh, you weren't going there.
No, not even close. No, I just want to be a positive influence on the Lego community. There's a lot of negativity in some cases, and it's important that, even if we dislike something about a set, or if we have differing, we've even disagreed on sets. We just don't want to be, we want to be positive about it and try
Yeah.
not to, come
Hate
out
on.
with, come out and just trash people and trash Lego. That's not our thing. So we just want to come out, have a good time, do some builds, have fun, spend some time together. That's really what it's about.
Yep. Although there are a few sets, there have definitely been a few sets that we have questioned, but
Blitzer, yeah, because they won't last eventually. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that and that's the thing. I mean, you have the option, right? So you can put the stickers on and it can look like it's supposed to for a certain period of time. Yeah. Or you never put the stickers on.
don't look great forever.
Yeah, it just depends on what you're doing with it, I guess. Because if you want to display it, in some cases, you kind of need the stickers for it to look right. If you're just gonna build it and then tear it apart and use it to do other things like mocks and things like that, then yeah, you don't really need the stickers.
Yeah, when it comes to things like, for example, the Razor Crest and how the entire windshield is actually a sticker. That's when you start having problems later in the future because that sticker is gonna get loose.
Yeah, there was something else. Oh, it was a car. Wasn't it a car, a Speed Champion car that you built that your brother, the sticker just came off when you were playing, messing around with it?
Yeah.
I think it was a blue. I don't even know if it was Speed Champion. I think it was just a car.
Speed Champion's McLaren poly bag, and he was
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
caught inside of the windshield of the Jeep,
That's what it
and
was.
the
Yeah, and.
sticker decided it no longer wanted to
Yeah,
stick.
some of those stickers just don't have
The grip, power,
the stickiness, I guess you would say. They just
the
don't they
tape.
don't stay. And then if you've got rough kids with some of the smaller sets, then those stickers are gonna get trashed either way.
Yep. Although, if you do have stickers, I personally don't mind them. My dad doesn't mind them too much, but I do think I know why they have stickers. It's cheaper to have the stickers than it is to print it on there, but.
Yeah, especially if it's a like a one-time thing. So if it's one set, it doesn't make sense for them to go and do custom printing for one set.
Although they have done that for something this year.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, on long term, financially, I don't know if it makes sense for them to do that because they have to go out and create the molds for that and everything. And those molds are not cheap. So I think it's cheaper to do the stickers than it is to do the custom print.
Yeah, because they just print those out.
Yeah. And sheets of stickers.
What would Lego do if you didn't have a sticker sheet? Would they just send you a sticker sheet or.
Now, what I wish they would do, and I guess once it's retired, they really can't really, they can't keep track of everything, but I wish they would have where you could just call up and, order the stickers like they have Pick a Brick. I wish they had like Pick a Sticker. That way you could just, call up and or call up. You can go online and just order the sticker sheet that you need.
That would make it easier, but actually, you know how they could do something kind of like with the instructions on Lego.com? It could do that.
Or after a set retires, put the sticker like PDF or PNG or whatever it is online for people to download so they can print their own stickers.
Yeah,
That
that's
would
if
be
you have
cool.
the right type of printer. But
It just
either way.
it no, you need it just an inkjet printer, a color inkjet printer. If you get the right paper, you can do it.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Thought you needed like a special printer.
No, you can print stickers at home.
The more you know.
How far are you away from the end here?
One bag.
One bag. Are you still one bag away? Oh, wow. I thought you were closer than that.
There's a few spots here that's difficult to get in. You gotta like play a little game of tug of war.
That windshield looks familiar.
Yeah. It was using the A-wing. That's the last time you saw it anyway. It has appeared several other times before, but the last time you've seen it is the A-wing. That's why it looked familiar.
All right, well, let me know when you were halfway through that first bag. So the last bag.
That's bad.
Yeah, because I need to go ahead and get the scavenger hunt
Oh, okay.
up and going.
Taking a long time. Okay, so I am now making some more progress. So yeah. Stickers. The other, although, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, so there are good things about stickers too, because like for Bricklink, there's been several times where I think like the Tide Bomber, there's this piece and I was like, ooh, that's perfect. So I went to pick it, and it turns out that piece is only available with the sticker on it. So that's one of the good things about stickers is that if you don't apply it, you could use the piece by itself. So it's like a new color piece, and you're not forced to use the piece with the sticker. I think that it makes it way easier, and my dad just went silent. So yeah, I personally like stickers.
I'm reading.
Oh, you're reading.
Yeah. No, I was just thinking about that audience thing, that audience question that he asked about, do we have other audiences? And the one that I wish we could do, because we actually do have some followers on Instagram, is I wish we could do Instagram Live, but the way that they do their live streams, our video doesn't fit. So it has to be horizontal. I can use the external camera. We've done it before. I can use the external camera, but because it's horizontal and not vertical, it doesn't really work on Instagram very well. I mean, it's there, but it looks really bad.
Yeah, and you can't see the build that well, sadly.
Yeah. And I don't do Facebook Live. We've done it a couple times.
But not that
We may or
often.
may not do it again. Honestly, Facebook seems like it's more people my age now than it is the younger people. So I don't know how many. I mean, there are some really big Lego groups on Facebook, but it doesn't seem like a lot of people are, at least not from what I've been able to tell, doing Facebook live streams. But we could multi-stream to Facebook as well. But what I just when the stream is over, I just post the link over on Facebook. YouTube definitely has the larger audience, so it makes more sense to draw people here than it does to take them to Facebook.
So this is the smallest bag in the set. It is as simple as adding the final details and done.
What about the transporter?
That's in here too.
Oh, it's in there
That's
too.
one of the final details.
Sweet.
Since it's not a part of the main build, I call it a final detail.
Nice.
I missed it.
Okay, Mighty Hawk, are you ready for the if you're still there, let me see, is he still there? Or did he have to leave? Because I know he's overseas. You're still there, Mighty Hawk, let me know. See if you guys are ready for the
Goodness.
goodness that is the scavenger hunt.
So here's something interesting.
What's that?
The Mandalorian still doesn't have any head printing. Yeah. His
What?
head's appeared several times in the show now, but Lego hasn't given him
They
head
still haven't
printing.
given him a face?
He just has a black head still.
What's that?
Just like that.
That is interesting.
Yeah, he still has the normal black
So, yeah,
head.
let's put that over there. So, yeah. He has no face.
Although I do hope that.
The body printing, arm printing, leg printing is really cool. Oh, there
Well,
is no arm printing. Oh yeah, there is. So arm printing, body printing, leg printing.
yes, this is the same one that came.
Yeah, it's the exact same one that came with the Razor Crest.
Knocked the sticker and I was like, oh no.
Yeah, this is I'm surprised. Well, I guess I'm not. They just reused it.
Could the only reason I could think of is that Lego sets are made 3 years prior, so maybe they didn't know his head was gonna be revealed yet. So I feel like that could be it.
I don't know if they made this 3 years prior.
Sure. Most sets are
I know
made
that a
3 years
lot of their
prior.
sets, I know a lot of their sets, they said that they do them 3 years prior, but I don't know if this one was. I definitely know that UCS set up there. That was one that was voted on by the fans. So I do not think that was 3 years in the making. What are you looking for? Why do you keep moving the table?
His helmet.
Whose helmet?
Mando.
It's on his head.
I am so tired.
Give me.
Dang.
Holy cow, dude. Wow.
Feel so stupid now.
No, don't feel stupid. But, wow.
Failed successfully.
Wow.
You know, things
That's
are.
no, you know what? That's no worse than me going, "Where's my glasses?" and I've got them on my face, which has happened multiple times.
You know something's up when you can't even fail successfully.
The reason I have these things on is because my other ones are in the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh yeah, that is true.
I jumped in the Atlantic Ocean with my glasses on and they went bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yep, gone.
They were never seen again. RIP. They shall forever be remembered as the original Sith and Brick glasses.
Yeah, they're gone now.
Only glasses you'll ever see on the channel. Probably. That depends if my mom's ever on the channel or my
No,
brother.
I ordered another pair, but they're just like these. That's why I'm having a hard time reading too. These are my old glasses.
Okay. How long has this stream been on for?
According to this, 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Okay. That's longer than expected.
Yeah.
Noted. Silence.
Silence.
Silence. Just silence.
Wow. All right, so let's go ahead and do this. While you are finishing that up,
What has happened?
let's jump over to. Okay, here we go. Scavenger hunt number two. This is the clue. I'm just going to leave that right there. This is the clue to scavenger hunt number two.
Yes. Now, there's actually a couple.
I'm not going to add anything to it. I'm not taking anything away. And this is what we're looking for. There are three answers that we're looking for. Number one, the URL to what we're looking for. Number two, what did we call it? What's the name? And number three, who made it? Now, number three, you may be required to go to Instagram, but I do think we mention it
We
in
do.
one of the videos. But it is actually mentioned in, yeah, I think it is mentioned. So,
It is. We checked that last night.
what video URL is it? So, we were going to want the URL, we're going to want to know what we called it, and we're going to want to know who made it. And what you'll do is you'll go over to sithandbricks.com/scavenger-hunt-2. As soon as the stream ends, the link will be live, and you will enter your answers once you find them. This is for a $10 digital Lego gift card. If nobody gets it, then we will roll that money over to the next time we do it, and the next gift card will be worth $20, and we'll just keep doing it. $10 at a time until somebody gets it right. The last one someone got, I think it was within a day. So this one, a little bit harder than the last one, but I don't expect it to last very long, to be honest with you. And then the next one will get even harder. So I'll go back to it one more time.
And not only.
This is the hint. This is what we're looking for. And what we want to know is what video, what did we call it, what's the name, and who made it?
Not only could you get money from this, it'll also make Grogu very happy. It'll make Grogu happy.
So it is worth a it is for a $10 gift card, and that is the scavenger hunt for this stream. I think we're doing this twice a month.
Yep.
Every other week. So the next one will be in 2 weeks.
You can make Grogu very happy. Okay. Well,
Your mother is texting me over and over and over. She is not happy with the restaurant she's at right now
why?
because they have placed an order an hour and 15 minutes ago and have not seen it yet.
Oh.
Apparently, they are very busy.
Or the slow. But who knows? Unless
I have a feeling it's a little bit of both. Lot of people are short-staffed right now, so that probably plays into it as well. All right.
because of a couple of things,
I may.
you may. What do you may? You may not pass.
No, I completely forgot what I was going to say. I just had an old man of a moment. I was going to say something and I completely lost it.
You're about to say something very inspirational,
Nope,
probably.
not even close.
But that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, well, that was not what I was going to
Oh.
do. I completely lost it. Oh, that's what I was going to do. I was going to come over here to the scavenger hunt and get ready to turn this page on. Because you are getting closer and closer to being done here.
Yeah, that is actually true. I'm getting very close. Just a little bit more and
We're at
I'll be done.
126.
Like at the moment, I am just building the side of one of them. Okay, I found it. Got a. Okay, this goes here. And then I have to build that into.
Have to do what?
I'm building wings.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It was really hard to say that and not sing. Because that is a habit. Not a good one either.
Okay.
Not for YouTube anyway. Because that is copyright waiting to happen.
What are you talking about?
My singing
No,
habit.
no, no. I'm talking about this thing that I'm.
Oh, you are talking about your
This
thing.
thing. Yeah, this thing's giving me grief. Anyway.
Grief.
So, yeah, these, man, I am. These headphones are hurt me.
Yeah. Imagine this, except like.
They're good for about an hour. After about an hour, it starts to really be a little bit painful.
Yeah, imagine this, except like 5 times longer for the gunship.
Yeah, I know, right?
I need this. Yeah, is it? It is right there. Trying not to be too silent here,
Yeah.
but it seems that the comments have stopped. They're frozen in space and time, and
Yeah, we gave away the scavenger hunt.
everyone left.
No, I know Mighty Hawk is overseas, so he may have had to drop because I'm pretty sure he has school tomorrow.
True.
Blitzer, I don't know where you're from, dude. But as a good possibility. Some of these people had to drop because of school tomorrow, which is why I started this a little bit earlier, because we've been doing it closer to 7:45 and trying to do it earlier so more people can jump on.
Yep. We gotta find like that perfect moment to do things.
Yeah. Are you building transporter or building another wing?
Building another wing.
Oh, okay.
The wing is the transporter, and then
Gotcha. Yeah.
The newer wave of sets take longer than the first wave.
Blitzer's on the West Coast, so he's actually 3 hours behind us. Yeah, so it's only 4:52 there.
Oh, wow. That nice. The magic hand thingy didn't work.
No, it did not.
No, I still don't know where the piece is. Oh, it's in my hand.
That's twice now.
Yes. Me today. My brain just nope, not functioning today.
You need to go straight from the Lego table to the bed.
I'm a head out.
You need some rest, dude.
I go now.
On this speed champions thing, are you gonna build both of them or are you gonna make me build one?
Depends. Do you want to build one?
I don't know if I have. The problem is the room that I have over here. I just don't have a lot of room.
Mean,
I don't mind building. I just with this little bit of space over here, it's hard to build anything.
we might be able to make room. I don't know. If we can't, then I'll build both of them. If we can, you could build
I
one.
mean, I've got like this little bit of space right here, and then, or I could use up this space here, I guess, to put stuff, but it'll get mixed up.
Yeah, when I got the Ford Bronco, I had my dad build one of the vehicles.
Yep. I
So,
haven't done a full build since then. Well, I haven't done a full build since the Mystery Machine.
yeah, because that was technically half a build.
Yeah, that one was half a build.
Although it would be weird but interesting if we swapped like April Fools or something.
Yeah. So this time, though, with the scavenger hunt, I didn't put the question on the description. I just put the link to the website where you could submit your answers. That way, like, only people that are actually watching will know about it.
Okay,
Be
I
like a
see
little
that.
bonus for everybody watching.
It says I need four of these just for the side. And then the bonus. They make it look like it's over, but little do they know it isn't. If you
I got
flip two more empty pages, secret.
There's more to come.
More than what seeks the eye. I think I said that wrong.
You're very, very wrong. It's more than meets the eye.
Yeah.
What do you know?
What?
Oh, I was just pulling up the Twitch feed.
What is on the Twitch feed?
The same thing that's on YouTube.
Oh. Nice. Okay, I need.
Did you think I was streaming separate content in separate places?
I was just confused what you were looking at.
You can't see that? That's you.
Oh, when I looked, I saw somebody else playing a video game. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, no.
Who's faster at building sets? That would be me.
Yeah, absolutely him.
Am speed. Right now I'm not really building that fast. I don't think I've actually built really fast on this channel yet. I've just been chilling, building. Just enjoying the vibes.
It's hard for me to build and do all of this at the same time. Let's talk. I'm not that coordinated. So build, talk, do all the production stuff, manage the stream and all that stuff is a bit of a challenge for me, especially with the little bit of space that I have. Although I will help out from time to time.
Yep. And I'm actually almost done. A couple more pieces and poof.
Oh,
I don't know why I said poof. And there goes that.
well.
I'll grab it later.
We haven't dropped a ton of Lego today.
I've actually dropped two pieces,
Yeah.
which is more than usual.
It is so weird watching these side by side.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's like I see you do
Oh
it,
yeah, it is.
and then you do it again because of the delay.
Like I go here.
Yeah, it's strange.
Odd.
And this over here is actually slightly delayed, but over here it's way delayed, so it's
Very.
interesting to watch. I think we lost Duplo.
We
Yep.
lost Duplo.
Yep, we lost Duplo.
Oh. He transferred the normal Lego bricks, I guess.
He went to go cook his rice.
Oh yeah. It's rice.
His rice and his soup. I
It's Chef Boyardee.
don't know what he seemed to insinuate that you didn't know how to cook rice.
Rice. Maybe he doesn't know how to cook rice.
Don't know either. Not a clue.
Who knows?
I do know.
That
I do know that we're not doing a cooking show.
would be odd.
That I do know.
That may be a joke, but not actually gonna happen as far as I know.
No. Nope. Nope. Not that we would have Wi-Fi out there, but I would build Lego next to the Grand Canyon before I did a cooking show.
That'd be fun.
We wouldn't be able to stream it, but we could record it. Oh, I heard Lego hit the floor.
Yes, like four pieces.
Oh no. Lego down.
Five, six.
Are they important pieces? Well, we can get those after. As long as the dog isn't over there messing with it. Oh, okay. Okay, you just kind of disappeared there. Okay, there you go.
I was grabbing pieces. Now it's time for
Right,
this
let's
thing
see
to
what you got.
work. Time for it to work its magic here.
Now, does it really hold it? Oh, does it roll or slide?
It slides.
Oh, good. That's not very stable, though. It looks very wobbly.
It is very wobbly, but it like brings itself back to the middle.
Yeah, I'd be, I don't know. I thought this was cool, but I'm a little bit nervous about it. That's the wrong way.
I think it's fine. If you don't touch it, it won't fall
Are you
off
telling
in.
me not to touch it?
Yes. And that's why.
Okay, you can finish that.
There's reasons why you are banned from these kinds of
See,
things.
and there are definitely reasons why I'm not supposed to do this.
Okay, let
Well,
me
we have finished the build. Don't forget, if you haven't registered already for our 1,000 sub giveaway, you can do that at sithandbricks.com/1,000 subs. If you are watching today and you get to and you're interested in playing our little scavenger hunt, sithandbricks.com/scavenger-hunt-2. And I'm good. Do you have anything else?
Overall, the set is amazing. It comes with two great figures and some extra blasters, and that I would like to thank everybody so much for watching. You prepared?
I'm prepared.
Okay, good night.
See ya.